USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reimposing aluminum tariffs on Canada. During a speech in Ohio, the president signed a proclamation that says it goes back to the original 10%. The president also saying politicians have let foreign nations steal our jobs and loot our factories.
They catered to the special interests while allowing foreign nations to siphon off our wealth, our dignity, our dreams, our money.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine is describing how he feels following a test that revealed he's dealing with coronavirus.
I get a lot of headaches throughout my life, so a headache is not anything that unusual. So besides that, I feel well.
Ahead of the July jobs numbers being released on Friday, the Dow gained 185 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Labor Department releasing new jobless numbers. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Weekly jobless claims have been released by the feds. They're down for the first time in weeks. The Labor Department reporting just under 1.2 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, and that's a 250,000 fewer than the week before.
California churches are continuing to cry foul over the fact that as of July 1st in California, churchgoers can't sing, but it's okay for hundreds of people to protest and chant. Arthur Hodges is a pastor in California. He reminds everyone.
The U.S. Constitution, in the First Amendment, the first of the First Amendment, the first of the Bill of Rights is the free exercise of religion. And that is an inviolable right. Inviolable means there are no exceptions to this, no exceptions whatsoever. And so our constitutional rights are being violated.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is launching a new checkpoint program for travelers from out of state. If you're traveling from 34 states and you come into New York, you're going to need to quarantine for 14 days. Former NYPD police officer Dr. Oscar Odom tells Fox News, this is not a good use of police resources or their time.
Obviously, once again, people are not reading the data. They're not reading the charts. Crime is skyrocketing. Robberies, murders, assault. We see it on TV. It's on all types of footage. And then you decide to use a law enforcement agency to worry about quarantine. Make no mistake, the sheriff's office is more than capable under Sheriff Aceto to address this issue. However, with crime skyrocketing, it's like they're putting their head in the sand and not paying attention to it. It's just like saying, here's a fire in the building, but it's my lunch break. So instead of putting out the fire, I'm going to go on my lunch break. And this is what is happening now in New York City.
A pro-life group is planning to sue the mayor of Washington, D.C. after police arrested two students for chalking a pro-life message outside of a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic. Students for Life will file the lawsuit against D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser following the arrest of the students and the staffer for writing Black Preborn Lives Matter with sidewalk chalk outside the clinic. The group met by six police cars as murder rates in D.C. continue to skyrocket. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.